This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are making their last pitches to voters. The president has been holding rallies all day in Arizona. He told one crowd of supporters that a vote for Donald Trump will mean a vote for a revived U.S. economy.
A vote for me is a vote for massive middle-class tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders, and American energy independence.
Biden voted and then received a briefing in Wilmington, Delaware on the pandemic from several health experts. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the viral pandemic.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things.
So far, more than 74 million Americans have cast their ballots early. That's more than 54% of the total number of people who voted in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and the lagging economy. Investors are afraid that even if restrictive lockdowns don't return, the worsening pandemic could scare away customers